Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you ever seen the people who wear their pajamas into Walmart? And have asked yourself, are they living their life to the fullest, or have they given up on life? Well, here recently, I have looked like one of them. Actually, I've looked like a cross between Cousin Eddie and the kid out of Christmas Story that was in the snowsuit and he was so bundled up, he couldn't put his arms down because we've had some sub-zero temperatures here. And I have to take Thor outside for a walk. If you've been following me for a while, you know he is the 10-month-old puppy who cannot be trusted. Today, he was jumping up in trees. And when he jumps up, oh my gosh, I don't know, he can reach 6.5 feet easily. And he's pulling limbs out of trees, snapping them off in the sub-zero cold. It's easy to do. And then carrying them around, you know, logs to chew on for later. So I've had to be bundled up with robes and jackets and hats and scarves. And I really don't care how I look. Now, there was a time when that wasn't going to be so, but it is now. Why is that? Because I've decided how I want to be validated. By the way, whenever you see me looking down, I am looking at my bullet points. I had lunch with a friend today who, hey, Jay, and she was like, are you reading from a script? I said, no, I got bullet points because I can have a tendency to get off track because one thing leads to another, and I want you guys to have so much. Okay, so I have decided how I want to be validated, how I want to be recognized based on what I want to receive from me first before someone else. Now you can ask me, but Dawn, this is a session on how to learn to love without hurting yourself. See, love has levels, and levels that must be earned by others. First, there's levels of engagement, how much that they get to experience of you, and then levels of intimacy. Into me you see. This is going to be the levels that are earned as far as not just how much you're going to share with them, but how much you're going to do for them. And you learned, you were taught that love was making life okay for somebody else at your expense. Well, here's the great thing. That's learned, which means that it can be relearned. So this is what we want to look at for validation, which is the beginning levels of love, but validation where you're recognizing your worth, your value, and what you want to give to yourself. That way, you're not real needy going into a relationship, going, oh, you have to do this for me because I don't know how to do it for myself. Instead, it's going to be, these are my strengths, talents, and abilities and gifts. And so I'm going to give them to you, and then you're going to give me yours. And with the two, we can create something beautiful that we could not apart from each other. And yes, we both have weaknesses, but we'll be able to bolster each other up in those weaknesses. But again, that is not what you were taught. In fact, in episode 1, you were taught to make life okay for someone else at your expense. In episode 2, you were taught that there was going to be confusion, chaos, crisis, and drama every time you made a decision to move forward into health. In episode number 3, love meant that you had to give the best parts of you away. And if you were lucky, you were going to get some crumbs back. And if you weren't so lucky, those best parts of you would be weaponized and used against you. And today you were taught that to love actually means connecting with others. Let's look at all the previous levels that must be saved. You must martyr yourself. That will bring all of those unhealthy emotions into your life, and you're only going to be okay if they're okay, but they're never okay. Okay. That's a lot of okays. So starting with how you want to be validated shows respect for yourself. Remember, we're working on our wheel of wholeness. So the bottom left is how you can move into certainty, how you can soothe without self-sabotage. The bottom right then, how can you make destiny decisions without the drama? And those bottom two levels are all going to be around trusting yourself, because you were taught not to trust yourself, and the subconscious must trust. So it is going to trust someone or something in your environment for short-term relief that is going to lead to long-term consequences. Now we're working with the top of the circle. Top left was your worthiness, how to discover your worth without giving yourself away. And that is going to be based on the level below it, which was going to be the certainty. And now we're the top right. We're completing the circle. And this is going to be, how do you love without hurting yourself? And that is going to have a foundation of those decisions on how to move forward. But the top levels are all around respect, respecting yourself, because you have to have a value that you experience, not based on others and their perception, but based on you and your ability to move into progress. And this has to be put in place before self-love. You know, people are like, oh, just love yourself more. Well, you can love yourself more with all the bad habits you want, and life isn't going to get any better. The quality is not going to improve until you say, I have a respect for myself, that those bad habits, I understand that they were put in to help me cope with life, but I'm no longer having to cope. I'm moving into quality. But to do that, we need to look at the core four. Now, if I was working with you privately, there would be a test for you to take on the core four that we've just gone over, as well as the top two, which are the needs of the spirit. But you would take this test and you would see which one you actually excel at. And we would look at how to move you from self-sabotage into consistent success in that level. So I'm going to give you the overview and you can see which one might seem to be the best fit for you right now. So certainty. If you excel at certainty, and I'm gonna pause for a moment on that and say, notice how I'm not asking you to fix your weaknesses. If you put all of your time and effort into fixing your weaknesses, you're going to be mediocre at best. You want to minimize the impact your weaknesses have in your life. But you can only do that once you've built up your strengths, your talents, your abilities, your gifts. Strength is what you've learned based on all the crud you've been through in life. Ability is a predisposition towards something because of the environment that you were in. Talent, you were born with. And gift, it's how you give the first three to the world. because the world's a better place when you're better in it. All right, let's go back to certainty. Certainty, you excel at organization. You create a home environment where others feel welcome. Certainty is all about mitigating risks. You can sabotage yourself by things getting too certain, and then your powerful subconscious mind gets bored and decides to self-sabotage just to give yourself something to do. I had a client where when we discovered certainty was where the best parts of her resided, and go back to episode one, part one, where I talk about this. She then knew how to refine her job search and landed a position to where she actually mitigated risks for her employer and absolutely thrived. It was phenomenal. Okay. Then there's the destiny decisions that lead to freedom. If this is you, you like new adventures, new friends, new opportunities. You can be very independent and you need to be challenged. You probably already figured out, if this is you, how you'll sabotage yourself. You'll pick that new friend that in order to be challenged, yeah, there's going to be a lot of, confusion and chaos, crisis, overall drama until it goes toxic. And then you keep hanging in there because of what you've learned to base your value on, having the adrenaline pumping all the time instead of saying, I need to be able to step back. And if I'm going to get myself pumped up, it's going to be so I can move into progress. Then there's the worthiness piece. You have some standards you absolutely strive for. Meaningful connections. Oh, you don't want those superficial conversations. You have empathy and the ability to assist others. And how are you going to sabotage yourself? Is you are going to take that empathy and you're going to step in and martyr yourself for them because they need to be saved. You know what happened to the last savior? They nailed him to a cross. Had a client do this several weeks ago with a friend who had shared with her some heartache she was having. And my client, so cares about others. She's like, I have the ability to do something about this. So she stepped in and did her very best to alleviate the heartache for her friend. And her friend absolutely ghosted her. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to be able to step back and say, I have all of this and I can give it to you, but I can only give it to you when you ask. This is all about the level of respect. And then love. You are so generous with your nurturing, but you're also fiercely protective of those you care about. And you have a high level of responsibility. How will you sabotage yourself? You have confused being needed with being loved. And because each level actually builds on the ones before it, well, you have learned to stay connected to the shit show dumpster fires where you have to give yourself away, be the martyr and the save them, and that's how you're going to get challenged. And your certainty is you will organize your life around solving problems instead of designing the life that you want and stepping into destiny that's calling out to you. Okay, so how can you learn to love without hurting yourself? Remember those top two that I talked about? Those are what are known as needs of the spirit. One of them is growth, and then the other one is leadership. And these are how we experience inner fulfillment. you need to step into growth. But you can only do that when you're in a relationship with someone who knows how to bring out the best parts of you for that growth. So whether it's me or someone else, you need to be reaching out and working with someone who has a system where they make success sticky. What do I mean by that? To where it's actually drawn to you. Attract, you know, it's what's known as the law of attraction, but the law of attraction is where people are like, well, if I just, say these affirmations or mantras and keep this focus. No. You attract based on who you are, not what you want. And so you have to have an identity upgrade. You have to spiral up by using your will to hold your focus. Then you have to optimize your emotions, because that the negativity that you've been experiencing isn't going to go away. We have to give the pain a purpose for progress. And then only after that do you take actions that are going to be consistent and congruent with the identity that you're developing. You can do this. I believe in you. It's time for you to be whole. It's time for you to be healed. It's time for you to bring your brilliance to the world because of all of that. Does that mean you won't ever experience problems? No, you will. But there's a difference between designing a life that is based on one problem after another, and designing a life based on your magnificence, your brilliance, and how you're supposed to illuminate the path for those that are coming up behind you. Okay, so you can learn to love in a way that brings out the best parts of you. But my question is, are you ready to step into that growth? If you are, I'm here to serve. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance, as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791. Or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.